That's just cost to buy it, that'll be okay. That's, he's not charging for the loan. Our discussion tonight is only where he wants to charge extra for the actual fact that he's giving him time to pay off the bill. So as we said, this is a ribbis rabbono. Since it's ribbis rabbono, Chazal had the kula, which you won't find in other areas of ribbis, and that is, if the extra which he's charging because he's giving him time to pay off the bill, if that is not recognizable, it's not nikah, then Chazal said you can charge the extra, even though he's only paying the extra because he's giving him the time to pay off the bill, but as long as it's not recognizable, it's muta.
What do you mean not recognizable? Very good.
So there's three things which have to be taken into account that shouldn't be recognizable. The first thing is, we could divide everything that exists for sale into two categories. Things which are shemosi yodua, things which have a clear market value, things which are shemosi yodua, don't have a clear market value. A loaf of bread is quite clear how much it's worth, between £1, 18 and £2. A second-hand car, no way of knowing what it's worth. And the Gemara discussed, the Rishonim discussed the case of a cow. A cow is very individual. You don't know how much a cow is worth. You have to look at the cow. See what it does, see what it doesn't do. That's the value of a cow. A second-hand car, there's no... You see the mileage, you have to see the model, you have to see... There's lots of factors which go into deciding the price of a second-hand car. A diamond. Nobody but to tell you what the price of a diamond is without seeing the diamond. These things which are ancient mosi or dua, so up to a certain amount, there's leeway where this could be considered the price of the item. So even though between the seller and the buyer, we know that this is not the real value, but for the general people who see I'm selling a second-hand car for £2,000, nobody sees that the car is really worth £1,800 and I'm charging an extra £200 because he's paying in installments.
You have to have the £2,000.
Same thing. No, if it's a £2,000 car and I'm charging
£2,200. No, I'm saying it's £2,000.
Well, I'm paying
£2,200.
You're saying 1,800 to 2,200.
That particular car.
Oh,
okay.
I'll second.
Yeah,
100%. Why is it? Once it's a sale, if it's a sale, it can only be drawn.
So that's
another ten I we're going to get to in a minute. That you can't offer two prices. You can't offer one price for cash and one price for installments. So at the moment we're discussing where he's not discussing two prices. If when the sale is going to be completed, the buyer has two choices, then he's only going to be paying the higher price because he wants an installment. Therefore,
£1,200, you pay me over 10 months, or if you get me out, you get £1,000.
So when I'm completing the sale, I have two choices. I could pay the lower price, cash.
He prefers installments to make more money. He gives you cheaper if you pay it out.
It doesn't make a difference. The buyer would only pay the higher price because he's getting installments. No buyer dishes out extra £200 for nothing, well, except the fact that he's getting installments.
He has another money.
Oh, because he's getting, right, 100%.
And it's 60 days of credit. £1,000, give me now, give me 10% discount.
If when the sale happens, then you can't.
What do you all the time? This is £1,200, give me 30
straight away. What do you mean when the sale happens?
When they do the Kenyan, if he's got two choices when to pay.
What is that? Like, I said it's with £1,000. This is the price. Pay me now, give me 10% discount. Give me now.
Yeah, you know, that's something different.
So why is the buyer paying extra? Why? Very good. He's paying for the opportunity. I understand, but the buyer would only pay extra because he's getting the opportunity, not to pay. But he's paying ribbis. He's paying. The Pesachim discuss a case where standard business. You can ask Yerov. I'm not saying halacha lemaaseh. I'm saying what comes up from me and Shulchan Aruch. You can ask a shaila. The Pesachim discuss the following scenario where standard business practice is everyone pays after 30 days. So there you could say that the price is not defined. Usually, when I buy a loaf of bread, the price is defined according to the tag on the shelf. But something which everyone pays after 30 days, maybe the price is defined by how much you pay after 30 days. So therefore, when he's paying after 30 days, he's paying the market value. But
so he's saying, it's the opposite. You pay the cash now, I'll give you 800. Is it not allowed?
Once a sale's been completed, and you see the market value,
what's the market value? £1,000 in 30 days.
The Chochma Sodom Zechemekel. The Chochma Sodom Zechemekel. But the Pesach Tshuva brings down such a case. Basically, if I sell an item on sale, for if you pay me today, you have it on sale. If you pay me 30 days, you have the regular market price.
So it didn't work out. That's the end.
Well, what difference make what I say first and what I say second? I don't know.
Okay.
It's like you said, if you sell something which doesn't have a market value, then you can, as long as it's within the bracket of what this item could be worth, you could charge extra. The truth is, it would apply to something which has market value as well, as long as it's within the, this shop sells it for a bit more, this shop sells a bit less, then as long as it's within the range of this thing could be worth, you could overcharge slightly. But something which ancient mostly would do a second-hand car, the range would be slightly higher, because it's hard to know exactly what the price is, the price brackets would be a bit more generous. Suppose you can give it 20%, you shouldn't charge more than 20% over the market value for the installment option. However, like you mentioned, it's only if he's not offering two prices. Once you're offering two prices, then the chayav to charge the more expensive price, there would be a shayla of ribis. The person can speak out another limitation, and that is, so let's say I'm selling a car for a £1,500 car, and I'm selling it for £1,800. And we never spoke out two prices. You want to buy a car, I'm very happy to sell you a car for installments, so the price is £1,800, full stop. What happens if I don't really want a car? I'm just trying to find a loan. I can't find anyone to lend me money. I know he's selling a car with installments. I'll go and buy it for installments for £1,800. I'll sell the car straight away, £1,500. I've got myself a £1,500 loan. While I pay off my installments, the fellow who sold me the car. The person can say that also. The whole heta is only where either you plan on using the car or you're planning on selling on for profit. But to sell on just to get the money, it's also safer, brings it down. So I don't know how practical this. It makes it recognizable. Yeah, now it's recognizable that the extra you're paying is just a way of paying for the money. You're not paying for the item anymore. Because when I bought the item, I planned to sell it on. Now it's quite clear to everyone that the extra I'm paying is only for the... Well, it's not really. The value of the car is 1500. But we paid the extra 300 because I'm paying in installments. But
you cost you £1,500 car. You're selling it to me for 1800 quid.
But we're talking about, we both know it's worth 1500. We're not talking about a shayla vay not.
What do I know? I know it costs £1,500?
No, we know that the market value.
I know the market value.
Yeah. We know the market value, but we agreed, or you know that I want to pay, would be happy to pay extra to pay in installments. So you set up the price. If you want this car, you can have it in installments for £1,800.
I buy it, I can't sell it for £1,500 cash to get the money in.
No.
Because I'm going to use it for a deal which I can make another £600 profit.
If you bought it to sell at profit, and then something happens and you realise you want the cash and get rid of the car, I'll be fine. But to only buy it, only to use it to get the money... it's fine. Yeah. Absolutely fine. When he bought it, he wanted the car?
No.
Oh, you just used it?
I used the money and made another £1,000 something else, I did it.
I don't know.
Buy it for
investment? Yes. That's what we do.
What, to buy something and sell it as a loss to use the money for something else?
Of course. Raise cash. Things just call raising cash.
I see.
Because I want to buy a bargain, £1,500,
maybe
£1,000 or something.
Yeah.
Raising
cash.
Huh?
Okay. Okay, we'll have to get a rabbi to speak next time. Another Shaila, which was very again at Yisrael about 50 years ago when there was a lot of inflation. So a shopkeeper sells and he lets his customers pay when they have the money. But the bread and butter, which cost a day, weighs 10 shekel, when he comes to he pay for it in 3 months' time, 10 shekel won't give him anything. Because of the inflation, the money devaluated so fast that it wasn't, if I sell on credit, I'm going to lose my money, buying power of my money. I don't know if it will be applicable here soon with Brexit. If I sell something on credit and then in 3 months' time, I don't know how much the pound will be worth. So somebody wants to protect himself against that. Can he say, pay me 3 months' time, whatever this value, this item will be worth in 3 months' time? So again, it will depend on whether it's something which has a clear market value or not. Someone which doesn't have a clear market value, which we said he can set up the price a bit higher, then he would also be able to say, pay me in 3 months' time according to whatever the price is in 3 months' time. Or whenever you come to pay, pay me whatever the value is when you come to pay. Something which has a clear market value today, the Shach is Mekel, and Rabbi Kivega says it's very shwer, so Halach and Maisesh Daskarov. It would seem like it should be also, but there are Poskim who Mekel. It's also Shaila, which is Negea, more practically, if I sell somebody foreign currency, somebody's going to Israel, I'll send him 1,000 shekel. When we get back, we'll see what the rate is, and we'll pay according to the rates when you come back. So foreign currency is also something which has no clear market value.
Yes, yes.
We're not talking about borrowing, we're talking about you selling it. If you're swapping shekel for pound, that's a sale.
So
I'm selling shekel for pounds. I don't want back shekel, I want back pounds.
I've come back shekels.
No, they will bring back shekels, spend it all there, and they'll come back with his pounds.
Yeah.
And then he's going to pay me the value of 1,000 shekel. He doesn't want to check what it was worth then. I'll check what the price is today and I'll pay you today's rate.
And he gives you the money beforehand?
I give the shekel to you going to Israel. No, you haven't paid yet.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
You want the rate when you pay?
And then come back, you give the rate of
today's rate. Yeah. Because it's fluctuates so rapidly, and therefore it's ancient Moshe Yodua, it's got no clear value, you're allowed to say, pay me the rate when you come back.
He could do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that with the change of the shekel.
What do you mean?
You say, here's the other thing that I take. Go spend what you can spend. When you come back, you've got 400 shekel left. So pay me the ring or 600 shekel.
You give me back the 400.
You give me back the 400 shekel.
So on the part which he sold...
Whatever you spent.
So on the part which he sold, you're definitely okay. On the part which you give back the shekel, you get involved in another side of... Sol, lending foreign currency, which we're not going to get involved in at the moment because we need another 20 minutes for that. Basically, if you would have one shekel when he borrowed it, then it would be okay. If the fellow who borrowed the money had one shekel, or let's say a 120 shekel note, then it would be okay. But yeah, like I said, let's not get involved in that now. So let's just quickly go through one oifen where I sell things, I sell it on credit, I know my customer and I don't see the money from him for 6 months. So any way of me pushing him to pay a bit earlier, any way I could put a bit of pressure on him that he should be happy to pay a bit earlier. So the halacha is, you're allowed to set up a penalty, a one-off penalty. By loan this is not allowed. If you lend somebody money, you can't say you pay me by the 1st of January, otherwise you pay an extra £100. That will not be allowed, but by a sale, because when you're Rabbanon, you can set up a one-off penalty, you have to pay me the £100 or the £1,000 for the car by the 1st of March, otherwise you pay an extra £50 knas penalty. The rules of a penalty is, first of all, apichesh mishpat, it's got asmachta. Asmachta basically means I only agreed to the condition because I never dreamt that I'll pay late.
Why is it one-off penalty?
Because a penalty which is going to go up according to how late you pay it also. That's basically paying for the time.
Yeah.
One-off penalty is basically because I said I would pay and I didn't pay, so I'm paying for that I didn't hold by my word. So that one of the rules is that you can't get extra time for the penalty. The money is due by the 1st of March, right. The money is still due by the 1st of March.
Right.
You don't get any extra leeway.
So when they charge you £50 or
Because you said you'd pay and you didn't pay. But if you trial period a month, that wouldn't be allowed. Because they'd pay for the time.
Once the penalty comes in, yeah. Are you have to set up a new penalty?
No. If it's something which has got payments in installments, you say for every installment you don't pay on time, then you pay a penalty. But for each payment, yeah, because each installment. No. If there's installments due every month, if you don't pay that installment by a certain day, then you can have a penalty. We can't say.
The other case is not okay.
Yeah.
Charge you extra. In my case, you can't.
Because you can't charge twice for missing one payment. But for each payment you miss, you can charge once. If you're missing, you didn't pay £100.
And he'll charge you 50 quid every month you miss.
And
he'll charge you extra.
Each payment, these numbers are the payments.
It's just go one off. First of March, not first of March, first of
April. Interest.
Even if he knows he's not paying on time. Even if he's not paying, he's not going to pay him on time. He knows he's not going to pay him on time. He's a big
yeah, yeah. Because even the whole idea is in order to get the KNAS is okay. If they set it up in the open of a penalty, and even the whole idea of the penalty is only to pay the penalty, it's still not a. Yeah. In the person has brought down one way to lend Beribis, it would basically be the other way around. Instead of getting an item and paying money, it's the other way around. I give money, get an item, it won't get involved in it. So basically what we've discussed tonight is selling an item, overcharging for the item to give the option of credit. We said if it's not Nika, it's Muta. If it's clearly notable, it's Osa. We discussed whether if you mention two prices, what the aloch is, Shailish be asked. We discussed the rules of charging, saying pay me according to a certain date. And the basic aloch is of a penalty, which is mutaf, it's one off penalty, and he doesn't get any extra leeway for it.
We.